off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
CEO, of all the hiring for all the new pilots that are coming up this year, all the hiring for the new pilots, the main focus is going to be diversity.
Woo!
What? Diversity? Not the best pilots you can find? I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of flying all the time with these white pilots landing safely and on time. Boring.
When people are taking a trip on a plane, they need someone there at the wheel. A pilot has the training and the skills to fly so that everyone is safe when they go up in the sky. The pilot makes sure that the plane's on its course to New York or Chicago or Spain. When your job keeps you soaring, it never gets boring. The trusty pilot flies the plane. Yes, the trusty pilot flies the plane.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Dennis. We are navigating the latest aviation news and information, and we brought in some big guns to help out. Dennis reached out to another friend of ours at AOPA, not really by chance, but after reading an article in one of the magazines. Is that right, Dennis, or what?
That's right. If anybody's read this month's AOPA Pilot Magazine, there's an article by Colin Stagnito, chronicling an adventure that he had in his Cessna 140 flying from Naples back to Georgia, I believe it was. And he's describing, you know, how the weather is kind of crappy off the coast some days, and you're waiting for the weather to lift and takes off and starts heading inland, and it didn't get better, it got worse. I'm like, and then he's describing an airport he's flying over, and I'm like, wait a minute, he's describing my backyard. And
I live
as
there.
I read down the article,
I'm
yeah.
Somebody.
Hey, this is my field. This is Buckingham. And sure enough, I had a quick scan the article, and it came out in the article that he did, in fact, land at Buckingham Air Park. And that's what he was flying over. But it was really refreshing to see my home field being chronicled like this and being an emergency landing site for him as well. And so, like, I got to get him on the show and talk about this because, you know, this is really kind of cool. My home turf here is featured in AOPA magazine.
Well, there you go. We should have done it before this, but I'm glad we got Colin on today. Welcome to Just Plane Radio, and how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Nice to meet you, Greg, and thank you, Dennis. And Dennis, as you say, I evidently landed at your home airport. I would have rather you greeted me when I landed rather than how I felt like I was greeted when I landed, and I'd love to tell you that story. It was a surprise.
Wait, so what, you didn't get the hospitality you expected when you landed in Buckingham? I mean, Dennis didn't put on a parade, which he would have if he would have known you were coming, I think, Colin.
In the end, I was treated very well.
Okay, good.
So what happened is I was visiting my parents in Naples. I lived in Chicago at the time, had flown my Cessna 140 all the way from Chicago down to Naples, which is quite a flight in a 1947 airplane that flies at 90 knots. But on Valentine's Day, I decided it was time to start heading back to Chicago. And of course, I got to Naples Airport early in the morning, and there was an overcast ceiling about 700 feet. Visibility was decent. It was 5 miles, but you know, I wasn't going to launch in IFR. This is a VFR-only airplane, no vacuum system, no attitude indicator, no DG, nothing if you are caught in the clouds other than turn and bank and an altimeter, really. Hmm. Now, I did, however, have a Garmin GTX 345. It has ADS-B in and out. It also has AHARS, and I have an iPad with 4Flight. So I actually have full weather in the cockpit. I have navigation, I have, and I also have then a simulated attitude indicator for emergency use only. So, and I am an instrument rated pilot.
Okay.
So I waited a little bit for the weather to clear up, and it got up to about 1500 feet, which in a Cessna 140, that's perfectly good flying weather.
You get a nosebleed above that, don't you?
I think I flew all the way from down from Chicago to Naples at 1000 feet AGL, other than the mountains just west of Georgia, of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But so I'm used to flying low. That was no problem. You know, I fly at 1000 feet. I have 500 foot space to the clouds above me. So I happily launched that morning. And my plan was to skirt the Class Charlie at there at Fort Myers to the east, because right along the coast, the weather was sort of remaining IFR. And so I'd go up, not the center of Florida, but just a little bit inland. Mm-hmm. And when I launched, like for the first 20 minutes, it was perfect. Ceilings were exactly as they should be. Everything was good. But I did know that there was a possibility that I could get into some diminishing weather, because that's always a possibility, right? When you've got the scuzzy clouds hanging around.
In Florida, so, are you kidding me?
So, I had my antenna up for it, and I was prepared to turn around and go back to Naples if I had to. Or, when you're in the middle of a cross country, sometimes you just have to land, You just have to land right where you are, or as close as you can. Yeah. So I was prepared for that as well. And so as I was rounding Fort Myers, I did notice, I guess, what turns out to be Dennis's home airport. I didn't know what it was at the time. I just saw this gigantic field that looked like a totally abandoned military field from my perspective at 1,000 feet flying by.
Correct.
At 9 knots.
And I was You're like, not wrong. That's yeah. exactly what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's active. Mm-hmm.
So I flew by and I was like, okay, that would be a great spot if I had to, but I hope I don't have to, because I still have like another 12 hours to fly to Chicago. And I'll tell you, it was not 4 or 5 minutes past that I started seeing clouds form below me. And that's never a good thing.
Yeah.
And so, that starts to happen. The ceiling above me is starting to come down from 1,500 feet to 1,100 feet to 1,000 feet. The ceiling, the scuzz below me is probably at 200 or 300 feet. And, I was like, okay, this is getting worse. Probably not a good, yes, I'm IFR rated, but this is not an IFR airplane. Right. And you're starting to have that conversation with yourself of, okay, how long am I willing to push it? Is it going to get better? What does the weather look like ahead? I'm looking at my iPad. And that's when the alert sounded on my iPad. It was one of those, it wasn't terrain training, obstacle. And the obstacle, as I'm sure Dennis knows very well, is four gigantic 1,520 or so foot tall towers. And they're just sticking up right in the middle of nowhere in Florida.
Yeah.
And I was kind of shocked by it, because I didn't have them in sight. I mean, the visibility was decent and they weren't that far away, but the fact that I couldn't see them, the tops of them, the flashing part was probably up in the clouds.
Oh, geez.
So that's why I really hadn't noticed them.
What towers is he talking about there?
He's talking about the Babcock Ranch transmission towers that are just off of the departure end of our runways here, about 5 miles.
So they're right. There, and you don't want to hit them. So what, you do that's a right. UE immediately?
That's what I did. Yeah. I didn't even hesitate. I was like, I can't see them. They're higher than I am. I know that there are guide wires going out from them, and I'm done. And I was like, there's a gigantic airport behind me. It's private. I don't have permission, but I'm heading back that way. Actually, my first thought was, I'm just going to go back to Naples. Actually, I was like, let me turn around and go back to Naples. When I turned around, the weather behind me was exactly like it was in front of me. Like, all the clouds had formed beneath me. The ceilings were coming down. I don't know exactly. It was surprising to me how quickly things had changed, and that can happen, right?
Yeah, it can happen to anyone, but it's happening to Colin Stagnito from AOPA. Yeah, I'm at the edge of my seat right now. We're going to continue this on the other side on Just Plane Radio. I think I heard his butt cheeks clenching just a little right there. Didn't you hear that?
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.